Night, Disc 3.
The SS offered us a beautiful present for the new year. We had just returned from work. As soon as we passed the camp's entrance, we sensed something out of the ordinary in the air. The roll call was shorter than usual. The evening soup was distributed at great speed, swallowed as quickly. We were anxious. I was no longer in the same block as my father. They had transferred me to another commando, the construction one, where 12 hours a day I hauled heavy slabs of stone. The head of my new block was a German Jew, small with piercing eyes. That evening he announced to us that henceforth no one was allowed to leave the block after the evening soup. A terrible word began to circulate soon thereafter. Selection. We knew what it meant. An SS would examine us. Whenever he found someone extremely frail, a Musulman was what we called those inmates, he would write down his number, good for the crematorium. After the soup, we gathered between the bunks. The veterans told us, "You're lucky to have been brought here so late. Today, this is paradise compared to what the camp was 2 years ago. Back then, Buna was a veritable hell. No water, no blankets, less soup and bread. At night, we slept almost naked, and the temperature was 30 below. We were collecting corpses by the hundreds every day. Work was very hard. Today, this is a little paradise. The capos back then had orders to kill a certain number of prisoners every day. And every week, selection. A merciless selection. Yes, you are lucky." "Enough. Be quiet," I begged them. "Tell your stories tomorrow or some other day." They burst out laughing. They were not veterans for nothing. "Are you scared?" We too were scared. And at that time, for good reason. The old men stayed in their corner, silent, motionless, hunted down creatures. Some were praying. One more hour. Then we would know the verdict, death or reprieve. And my father? I first thought of him now. How would he pass selection? He had aged so much. Our Blockälteste had not been outside a concentration camp since 1933. He had already been through all the slaughterhouses, all the factories of death. Around 9 o'clock, he came to stand in our midst. "Achtung!" There was instant silence. "Listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you." For the first time, his voice quivered. "In a few moments, selection will take place. You will have to undress completely. Then you will go, one by one, before the SS doctors. I hope you will all pass. But you must try to increase your chances. Before you go into the next room, try to move your limbs, give yourself some color. Don't walk slowly, run. Run as if you had the devil at your heels. Don't look at the SS. Run straight in front of you." He paused and then added, "And most important, don't be afraid." That was a piece of advice we would have loved to be able to follow.